Big Issues: Defund Immigrant Sanctuary Cities. The heart of the issue, the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act withholds certain federal funds from cities and states that do not cooperate with immigration officials or enforce laws. Critics of the bill say sanctuary cities encourage immigrants to work with police. Support: Representative Bob Goodlatte, Republican, Virginia. Goodlatte is chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Oppose: Representative Mike Quigley, Democrat, Illinois. Quigley is a member of the House Committee on Appropriations. Support: Representative Goodlatte. Sanctuary cities needlessly jeopardize innocent lives by refusing to allow their law enforcement officers to voluntarily cooperate with federal immigration enforcement authorities. Sanctuary policies allow unlawful and criminal immigrants to be released onto the streets. We are all too familiar with how these dangerous policies have devastated families across the United States. In one tragic instance, Kate Steinle was killed in San Francisco after local authorities released an unlawful immigrant who had been deported 5 times and had multiple felony convictions. To address the problem of sanctuary cities and enhance public safety, I introduced the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act in June, and the House approved it. The bill strengthens federal immigration enforcement officers' ability to pick up criminal aliens from local jails and withhold certain federal grants from sanctuary cities. Importantly, the bill allows crime victims to sue sanctuary cities that release criminal aliens onto the streets who then commit crimes. The No Sanctuary for Criminals Act also contains SARA and Grants Law to ensure that unlawful immigrants convicted of drunken driving or arrested for other dangerous crimes are detained during their removal proceedings. In January 2016, an unlawful immigrant driving drunk struck Sarah Root's car and killed her. And in January 2015, Grant Ronnebeck was murdered at a convenience store by a convicted felon who was free on bond while facing deportation. We have much work to do to improve our nation's immigration laws, but the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act is a good first step. Oppose, Representative Quigley. Sadly, the conversation about immigration has shifted to scapegoating immigrants to fuel our deepest fears and anxieties on crime. The latest strategy is to attack law-abiding immigrants by targeting the very cities that welcome them as productive members of their communities. Maligning sanctuary cities as hotbeds for crime is factually incorrect, not to mention xenophobic and discriminatory. That's why I was so disappointed when the House passed the deceptively named No Sanctuary for Criminals Act, which attempts to withhold federal funding from jurisdictions that do not comply with certain immigration enforcement requests. It stands to damage civil liberties rather than safeguard them. The evidence is clear. Immigrants, both legal and undocumented, commit less crime than the rest of the general population. According to the Pew Research Center, the Cato Institute, and other researchers, immigrants are significantly less likely than native-born Americans to commit violent crimes. Furthermore, a recent analysis of FBI data shows that crime rates in sanctuary cities are considerably lower than their non-sanctuary counterparts. Targeting sanctuary cities can also inhibit crime reduction by eroding goodwill between immigrant communities and local law enforcement. Due to fear of retaliation or deportation, immigrants often fear working with police to report crimes or assist with investigations. If we truly want to address immigration in this country, we have to put aside the hyperbolic, destructive rhetoric and implement common sense reforms supported by the majority of Americans. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510, phone 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515, phone 202-225-3121.